Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed mixed today, with corn and soybeans closing in opposite directions. Corn down 7 to 7.5 cents. Soybeans up anywhere from 6 to 14 cents, with November new crop beans up 6.25 at 10.84 1/4. And wheat has sold off today, with Chicago down 14 and Kansas City down about 18. It looks like December Kansas City is going to close down 17 cents at 6.42 3/4. Now that is taking back the last 4 or 5 days of rally here. So that adds some weakness here to the market, as the trade will see that weakness at the end of the week and try to probably continue it starting out next week. Of course, most of the wheat trade is watching the events taking place in Eastern Europe between Russia and Ukraine. And if Russia makes any sort of advance over there, there could be some risk to the world wheat market in terms of supply, because they produce a lot of supply over there. And with this newest round of sanctions, there's a little bit of talk that maybe Russia is trying to secure some food, because the Ukraine produces a lot of grain. So we'll continue to monitor that, and that'll probably drive the trade from this point forward. Of course, the seasonal tendency for wheat futures with harvest ending would be for it to rally through the winter. But we'll see. Seasonal tendencies can be broken.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Next Tuesday morning, the USDA will release their latest round of updates for grain production. It looks like all winter wheat will be 1.372 billion bushels. That's down from last year. Last year, we were at 1.534. Hard red winter wheat, which we grow here in the Southern Plains, the average guess is 707 million bushels, down from last year's 744. Both of those numbers there are a little bit supportive. If you look at the world numbers for wheat on ending stocks, it looks like the world will be 184.3 million metric tons. That's right in line with where we were last year for the 13-14. If you look at the 14-15, wheat 190.4. That's up from last month and, of course, up from this last year. Most corn yields are coming in at 170 or so bushels per acre. We've seen anywhere from 168 to a little over 172. Most of the average guesses are around 170. For soybeans, we're looking at somewhere 45.5 to 46 bushels per acre. We've seen a little bit over 46, but most of them are coming in right at that level. Ending stock guesses for next week for the 13-14. For corn, 1.24 billion bushels. For soybeans, 136 million. Both brought about where they were last week.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle down $3 at 150. December down $3 at 150.25. September feeder cattle down $3 at 214.72. And October down $3 at 213.97. October lean hogs down 92 at 99.32. September Kansas City wheat down 17 at 6.29 1/4. December down 17 at 6.42 3/4. September Chicago wheat down 12 1/4 at 54.92. And December down 13 at 56.60. September corn down 7 3/4 at 351 3/4. December down 7 3/4 at 363 1/2. September soybeans up 14 1/2 at 11.13 3/4. And November up 6 3/4 at 10.84 3/4. October cotton up 24 at 63.81. That's a market update for the Oklahoma Farm Report.com. I'm Leslie Smith.